Today on Gardening in a Minute, African violets. African violets make great, easy-to-grow houseplants. These small potted plants love a spot with bright indirect light and moderate temperatures. African violet flowers come in shades of pink, purple, and white, and in combinations of these colors, too. Typically, when you purchase an African violet, it'll be happy in that container for a while. African violets usually like to be somewhat crowded, but need to be repotted about once a year. They prefer a lightweight potting media. Water your African violets when the soil's surface is dry to the touch. Water from the top or bottom, but don't let the plant sit in water once it's absorbed what it can. To create new plants, just snap off a leaf and nestle it in the potting soil. For more information about African violets and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fawn. If the weather reports on the news are often different from the weather in your garden, you could install your own weather station, or you might be able to use fawn instead. The Florida Automated Weather Network, or FAWN, provides weather information updated every 15 minutes from stations all over Florida. FAWN provides handy tools for the home gardener, like the Urban Irrigation Scheduler and Cold Protection Toolkit. You can also get specific and basic information like temperature, rainfall, and wind speed. Want to know how long the temperature stayed below freezing last night? Or how many chill hours you've had this season? FAWN can tell you. FAWN's data is free and easily accessed through their website or by phone via their data hotline. For more information about FAWN and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, landscape lighting. Landscape lighting can provide a lovely and welcoming atmosphere while adding safety to your landscape and value to your home. There are lots of options for your landscape lighting. Low or medium intensity lighting along walkways and driveways can provide visual guidance and separate these areas from the rest of the landscape. It'll also highlight any plantings you have next to your hardscape. Uplight trees for a dramatic touch or point lights towards an outdoor wall or ceiling to light the garden indirectly. There are many energy-efficient options to outdoor lighting. LED lights use almost no energy and last for a long time, and solar lights recharge during the day and require very little work to install. To complete your landscape, let there be light. For more information on landscape lighting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Christmas tree selection and care. It's almost time for the holiday season, and nothing's better for decorating than a real Christmas tree. You can purchase a pre-cut tree, cut one yourself at a tree farm, or select a potted living tree. Before selecting your tree, be sure you know how much room you have. There's nothing worse than buying a Christmas tree that's too big for your home. When choosing a cut tree, look for signs of dryness or deterioration, such as excessive needle loss. Before placing your tree in a sturdy stand, give the trunk a fresh cut so that it can take up water. Continue to provide the tree with plenty of water to keep it green and healthy. Real Christmas trees also offer wonderful scents of the season. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Christmas tree safety. Christmas trees are beautiful holiday centerpieces in many homes, but can be a fire hazard. Keep your family safe by following these simple tips. Select a fresh green tree and place it away from fireplaces, heating vents, and space heaters. Use only indoor lights and check them for broken or cracked sockets, frayed or bare wires, and loose connections. Replace or repair any damaged light sets. Don't use more than 3 light sets per extension cord and never use candles on a tree. Turn off all tree lights and decorations when you go to bed or leave the house. The most important thing you can do to keep your tree safe is to prevent it from drying out. Keep the tree stand filled with water at all times. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.